after a very hectic, exciting weekend, completely unexpectedly, like that, I've had a very gentle day today on Monday in Cork in Ireland. And to go with the gentle day, which is exactly what I needed, has come some gentle weather. So welcome, it's Paul O'Mahony here, who has come back from the Atlantic Ocean, come away from the sands of North Kerry, back into the tiny city of Cork, and has spent a day doing some quite delicate conversations with my business partner, Jonathan Arm. And one of the things I did today was take advice, really, from Jonathan on how to play a conversation that I'm going to have tomorrow morning. I'm going to be a speaker at a breakfast gathering in Kinsale. Yeah, Kinsale, that wonderful seaside harbour place where lots of people go sailing, where there's a great fish restaurant called Fishy Fishy. I'm going down there in the morning to speak with a group of people in the Trident Hotel. And I think I have to be there about 7:15 in the morning. And, you know, it's a 40-minute run from my house, so it'll be an early start. So down I go there tomorrow morning to meet with a group of people who have been working along in a certain way. They're in business, and they have been, and I'll quote somebody, we have been developing our story. So the great thing about the group of people, as far as I'm concerned, is that they have been paying attention to what is the core of the why their business exists, what it consists of, what it means, where it's going. And I don't know what structure and framework they've used for expressing their story or even for developing their story to make sure that they cover all the essential parts of their business story. But I'm going to meet them at a point where they at least have been doing work on it. So the question is really, what value can I add to their conversations? And that's what I have already, I'm already clear about as a result of talking to Lucy Hyland, who's the coordinator of the group. So when I was talking with Lucy and hearing about what was going on, Lucy's business is Food for Living, and she's on Twitter as Food for Living too. But when I was talking with Lucy, I tapped into what they were already doing, and I thought, well, perhaps I could help the conversation to move on by my theme for my visit with them, my time with them, could be how to take your story, however you framed it, and then how you can make it work for you, how you can make it actually grow your business for you. Because it's not, you know, a vanity exercise to clarify your story. It's you're doing it for a purpose. So the issue is really, how can you turn the story to use? By the way, the acoustic sound is to do with being under the River Lee, which is where I am now. I'm heading out to Ballincollig to meet the group called Smarter Egg. Some great speakers coming to speak there tonight, and I'm really thrilled to have the chance to listen to them. But that's another story, maybe another audio boo after this one. But back to tomorrow morning, very early, you know, when I'll probably be looking for a cup of tea, so I hope they lay on something. I've gone off coffee first thing in the morning, by the way, that's why. It was a time I would have pumped myself with coffee. But back to the substance of the situation is really about how to activate your story so that it attracts interest, and more than that, actually, attracts affection, so that people care about your business, and that then becomes the engine for growing your business. So that's what I'm able to talk about, because that's what I do for a living. I draw stories out of people, helping them to clarify the story that is within them. But that actually isn't enough, drawing it out. Once you've got it out, the question is, how resilient is it? How distinct is it? How does it stand out from other people's stories? Because if it doesn't stand out, it is of no use to you whatsoever. But if it is authentic, I'll use that big word, the authenticity word. If it is authentic, then it has the potential of being your greatest asset. So I do not at all favor inventing a story to suit the business so that the business can actually make money. I don't favor that at all, and I go so far as to say I wouldn't work with anybody who wanted to invent a story in order to help their business to succeed. I am only interested in people who want to express the real story, the true story, the authentic story, in the best, most effective way. And, you know, you leave out all sorts of things, like, you know, you don't have to declare that in your very first startup, you know, you actually robbed a bank in order to get money to start it. You don't have to reveal that, you know. I'm not saying that, you know, your story has to reveal everything about you. But what it does reveal about you has to be authentic. And by that it means it has to fit in, the narrative part of it has to fit in with the part of it that is fairly constant, which is your values, what you actually stand for. Now, there's a narrative part to what you stand for too, because you don't always maybe value the same things or believe the same things. So there is always a room for development, even of your values. And there have been people in history like Paul, the apostle, struck off his horse. Paul, the dynamic Roman, struck off his horse. He had his Paul to Damascus story. Lots of people who have become great have actually moved through a period of doing something that they subsequently, you know, regretted, let's say. So in terms of the storytelling and putting it to use, everything is mobile, everything is moving, everything is dynamic as far as I'm concerned. So I'm going to be talking with them about, you know, how they can activate this story in an effective way. Put it to work is my phrase. And so one thing, if you listen to this and you have any ideas for me on how you could do it or how you could communicate it, I'd be very open to quoting you tomorrow morning when I'm talking with the people. Quoting, I mean, it's a bit late now in the day to be fishing for very much response, but if you do listen to this and feel motivated to chip in a few words of advice about how to bring a story to life, then I'm the one who'll pass it on, you know, and I'll credit you for it too. But I'm wondering, well, I'm more than wondering, actually. I'm beyond wondering. Today's conversation with my business partner, Jonathan Am, co-founder of Change Agents Branding with me, clarified, you know, the decision, or solidified the decision to actually do it in a certain way. I'm not going to reveal the way yet. I want it to be a little bit of a surprise tomorrow morning, and suddenly realized that Lucy Highland might listen to my audio boot tonight and would take away the surprise from her. So I'm going to hang back. I will record the session in its entirety tomorrow. I'm somebody who likes to talk with people rather than talk at them. Well, everybody would say they don't like talking at, being talked at. But the role of a speaker in an event, you know, it takes different forms. You know, one of the forms it takes is that you stand up behind a podium and you read out what you've already written. In fact, you actually say what you originally meant to say. And if you take the other extreme, which is that you sit down around the same table as the people and you have a conversation around which might start with, you know, look, let me just get a sense of what you guys are up to. You know, what have you already done with your story? And of course, if I found out through asking them, what have you already done with your story, that they're all doing the 9 key points that I want to suggest to them that they should do with their story, then I have to say, right, how do I add value to the 9 points you've already done? So it's very dynamic as far as I'm concerned. I mean, I veer always towards the extreme that I've just described, really. I don't mean to say that I go in with no agenda. But I'm not one of these people who prepares in advance exactly what he's going to say. It's one of my weaknesses, you know. I mean, I do have a very strong preference, I have to admit, for, you know, let's start with where the audience is at and work from there, not from where, here's one I cooked earlier that I'm going to show you. So I'm very much on that extreme end, but that's because I come out of as a facilitator, you know, process facilitation tradition, rather than the sort of I'm in control type facilitator, and you know, now is the time for us to do X, Y, Z. I'm much more process person, and facilitators will understand, I think, what I mean by the distinction between being a process consultant and being a kind of content consultant, I suppose. So I'm really looking forward to getting up very early tomorrow morning and going down to Kinsale. It is a gorgeous place, and if the weather's anything like it is today, I mean, I'll get some lovely photographs there, looking out on the sea, taking photographs of boats, and some of them might even be moving, although I'd say at this time of the year the most of the movement's on the weekend. And this is all, last thing on this is that tomorrow's sort of inverted commas speaking engagement is a preparation for another speaking engagement at the end of May in Dublin. The next one will be, and I'll talk about that later, but that's a digital media and marketing summit that I'm going to contribute to. And that's further preparation for another opportunity to speak with people in Chicago at the end of June. And I guess I'm looking for another opportunity in, well, let's skip forward to September. I'd like a media opportunity in September, and I hope to have one at the end of October as well. And it's all part of an opportunity this year that I've been looking for to practice speaking. And also, the practicing speaking actually is forcing me to be consistent in my style, you know, to have it as part of my brand as a speaker, is that I don't do the conventional stand up at the podium and speak to you for 20 minutes, leaving 4 minutes for questions and answers at the end. I don't do that. And that is actually the case. I would much prefer divide a 20-minute slot I have as a speaker into 10 for me and 10 for the audience to join in and engage with, you know, with whatever they have to say on the topic. I'd much prefer that. That's my approach, and I'm really not going to waver from that dramatically anyway. So that's it, really. I'm on my way to another event this evening, which is called Smarter Egg. And I think I'll do an audio book about that in a minute. Anyway, thank you so much for listening to 15 minutes nearly of this audio book. And just to say, you know, at 14 degrees, which is what it is, I do on this particular day in this kind of weather feel very, very privileged to be living in Cork in Ireland. Okay, all the best. It's Bottomani. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.